9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Robinhood became popular with younger investors during the recent so-called meme stock craze. Now the online broker is offering its customers retirement accounts.
They're offering a match to when you deposit money into that account. The aim there is to appeal to people who maybe don't have the kinds of jobs where they're getting 401k matches from their employer.
We'll talk to WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Telos Demos after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
The online broker Robinhood, often associated with younger investors, has gotten into the retirement business. WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Telos Demos joins me. So tell us, why is Robinhood entering the retirement investment business?
Retirement offers Robinhood a bunch of different ways to evolve its business. For one, Robinhood is associated with fast trading, speculating. Retirement is a way to attract an entirely different kind of customer to Robinhood. It's also a way for Robinhood to deepen its relationship with its existing customers. Maybe you're playing with a little bit of money on Robinhood, but you don't have the bulk of your assets invested with Robinhood. And so now they're saying, hey, you're playing with some money over here. Why don't you bring the bulk of your assets over to Robinhood as well? It's also a way for the company to potentially diversify and steady its revenues. Retirement typically generates sort of a steadier revenue source than do the kind of the booms and busts of trading.
Why is Robinhood so popular with younger investors?
Robinhood came around several years ago offering what was at the time a unique sort of package. One was everything could be done very easily digitally in an app. It was easy to use and it was free. Robinhood offered commission-free trading. Now, most brokers have copied that model, but Robinhood seems to have retained among many people a reputation of being a place to start your journey. So Robinhood has always had a pretty young audience, probably relative to other brokerages. It says that its median customer age was 33 as of earlier this year, and that's got to be on the younger side for that industry.
And that group is decades away from retirement. So how are they marketing this retirement program to the typical user?
First of all, they're offering a match to when you deposit money into that account. The aim there is to appeal to people who maybe don't have the kinds of jobs where they're getting 401k matches from their employer. And so younger users, people who are still at the very beginnings of their careers, maybe they're doing gig work and things like that, they can then feel like they're participating in the type of retirement program that older workers have gotten accustomed to.
Now, how will this work? How will people actually make the contributions into their retirement account?
There's two main ways. One would be to just deposit cash into that account and then start investing it. Or you could bring over a portfolio of investments from another broker. That's pretty common. Many people might have experience with rollovers. Maybe they change jobs. They roll over a 401k into another retirement account at a different provider. Robinhood will offer the same. And in addition, they're also offering a match on those rolled over accounts, not just the new money that you deposit. They're hoping that will entice people to come bring their business to them.
Now, in addition to the match, in your reporting, you mentioned that Robinhood is not charging fees on these retirement accounts. So how are they making money?
A lot of retirement providers might charge a percentage of assets. That is, if you buy like one of those target date mutual funds that has a portfolio designed for somebody who doesn't need their money until the 2040s or 50s or 60s or whatever, you'll pay a percentage fee on that essentially. The same goes for a lot of the robo-advisors like a Betterment. They will charge you a percentage of their assets. Robinhood doesn't do that. And so Robinhood will monetize it in basically the same way that it does with its other trading accounts. The primary way that they'll make money will be through the payment for order flow, which is when you trade, Robinhood sends that through third-party market makers, and Robinhood gets some compensation for that.
But, you know, when we step back, there's a bit of almost like a collision of cultures here, because online brokerages like Robinhood captured the spotlight a couple of years ago during the so-called meme stock craze, when people bought and sold stocks like GameStop and AMC at a quick clip to score some quick cash. That is not how financial experts suggest that people approach retirement savings. So is there a learning curve here for the typical Robinhood user?
Definitely. If a Robinhood user is used to coming to Robinhood to do their sort of speculative, maybe fun, saying, you know what, I've got some money. I don't absolutely need this money. I'd like to take a chance and make some investments and see what happens in the future. That's mostly not how people would approach their retirement, right? They want at the least to preserve their capital and hopefully grow it reasonably over time, but they really don't want to risk it. And so both for certain customers and for Robinhood, it's going to be a different emphasis than it's been for some of their other customers in the past.
So Robinhood has been able to attract young customers, and we've seen some financial institutions like Goldman Sachs find a lot of challenges along that way. Is this a way for Robinhood to have younger customers in the fold, offer them retirement, and then in the hopes that they're going to stick around during their life, during their career, for more financial instruments that Robinhood could offer down the line?
Absolutely. And in the brokerage business, the value of a customer, especially nowadays when there's no commissions, a lot of products are offered for free. Those things are all done basically as a lure to get people to bring more and more of their money to that provider and to leave cash with that provider, to leave longer-term assets with that provider, to use other kind of planning and other services. And so when a big bank talks about a customer, they talk about that customer's lifetime value. Oh, okay, this person might only have $5,000 in a checking or savings account with us, but now we can say to them, hey, by the way, do you have a retirement account? Bring it to us. Hey, do you need a personal loan? Do you need a mortgage? It's about their lifetime value to us. And so when Robinhood adds these other arrows to its quiver, so to speak, so they've got your crypto trading, they've got your stock trading, they have a cash product, they've got a retirement product. Right now, as they build those things out, they can make the case to Wall Street like, hey, maybe you heard of us for the first time during the meme stock thing, or that's where you think of us. But really, we've got the ability to take these youngest customers and make them our customers over a long period of time. And so if you draw back the lens, that's really what firms like this are about. They bring you in with an exciting kind of free product, and the hope is that you will grow with them over time.
That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Telos Dimos. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.